My first week in San Antonio, Texas, was devoted to Friendship House. Man, what an experience. That Wednesday, we fed 97 people. I really worked. Mostly, we were feeding transients, bums, winos. The first real contact I've had with these street people. Some of them are old, some drunks, depressed or sick. But you should see the way they light up when you just smile and say good morning. They're just so hungry for even a hint of humanness. Pushed into the ground, made to feel worthless, zero self-respect. Someone just talked to them, cheerful and interested, really brings them up. Washing dishes is the work of God. Also fed a few Mexican families. Well, the whole thing has become my bag, with people to help. Hope to be open 7 days a week, the hot lunch, plus open mornings for coffee, reading, wrapping, plus free clothes, winter and all, plus some work projects like finding temporary work in the community for them. This all sounds good on paper. We'll see what we can do. We have to see human beings as being important and worthwhile. Just for the simple fact that they are human beings. Love and patience are easy words to say. Oh, but to practice them. Hi, John, this is Leroy. That was an excerpt from a letter we just received from Dana last week. He's down in San Antonio, Texas. So we thought we'd give you a little insight into how he's dedicating his life and how he feels about it.
Hello, John. This is Sean. I am going to play a folk song on the piano for you. Entitled Spring Song.
Merry Christmas, John. Thank you so much for your interesting letters. I'm so embarrassed not having written to you. I'm the world's worst writer, which is no excuse, of course. I brag about you a lot, though. I really do. We're all looking forward to seeing you. Good luck, and even though I haven't answered your letters, we would love to hear from you, and we all send you our love. Bye for now, John.
There was no Harold Angel singing, that was our Puerto Rican dog Pedal, just singing a Merry Christmas to you.
Hi, John, this is Robin. I want to do an old Negro spiritual song for you.
Sunday night, November 22nd, 1970. We're just sitting around the table by candlelight giving thanks for our wonderful meal, which we just finished. Hate to say it, but we started with dry martinis. Then we had French escargots in garlic butter, and French bread, and a very nice rosé wine. And then Donna May fixed a wonderful beef roast and spinach Florentine and an escargot salad. By the way, we don't eat head lettuce. And scallions and all the goodies. We're about ready to plunge into our dessert. So we're certainly looking forward to seeing you when you get back and all the things that you have to tell us about the country that you're living in. Your attitude towards us. What you've been doing, what you've been eating, people you've been meeting. And again, you are in our thoughts this evening, and we'll be on Thanksgiving and certainly through the holidays.